Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, there was a trade made in Major League Baseball, but it's... has something to do with the Tigers once did, but it's not Tigers related. Justin Turner, removed mid-game, just got traded, kind of like Austin Jackson got traded mid-game. Do you remember that? For the David Price deal?
Yeah, I remember.
He's going
that.
To Seattle for more offense. So the Mariners acquired Justin Turner, and apparently they just ripped him off the field. So there you go. So, Rico, we'll get back to the baseball stuff. John Morosi joined us earlier in the show. You want to hit that, hit the Odyssey Rewind. But there's other news, believe it or not. If a trade happens involving Jack Flaherty, Tarek Skubal, or any other litany of Tigers, we will make sure to break it down for you. However, tomorrow could be a big day. I mean, could you imagine? Mike Valeni misses the trade deadline, and he potentially misses a day where it's announced that Michigan football might have to suffer a postseason ban? Like, Mike would call in tomorrow, right? He would come back from wherever he is to come in for studio.
Well, no, if he said if Skubal gets traded, that he would do, he would call in. So, but Michigan, don't hold your breath. There will not be a postseason ban. Michigan... because it's being reported by the Wolverine on three.
Yeah, it's all over the place. And if you don't pay for the Wolverine, I got this from Bro Bible. But I'll read it to you. Chris Ballas reports that the NCAA is not going to try and vacate any wins from the past. Jim Harbaugh's undefeated national championship season will remain intact. All the recent success will stand. However, the NCAA might try to ban Michigan from the postseason for up to two seasons in the future. That ruling would presumably be in addition to other punishments like a fine or recruiting sanctions. A financial hit is something that the Wolverines wouldn't mind. Anything that would directly imply on-field success will not fly. They are fully prepared to fight the NCAA in court. So two straight years of Michigan fighting the NCAA. The first one did not work out really well.
Here's what's going to happen. And David, it's your team, so I'll let you speak upon this. Nothing. Nothing will happen. The NCAA will not give them a postseason ban. They may hit them up with a heavy fine that Michigan is willing to pay, but I don't think the NCAA is unless Michigan all of a sudden just goes into the tank and then they'll say, oh, well, you guys are banned. You weren't going to make it anyway. But if Michigan is good, Michigan's not going to get banned from the postseason. It's just not going to happen. Just like last year, they're going to step up and do something. No, if anything, Michigan put down the blueprint. You know what? Push the boundaries as far as they can go and then go 10 steps further and deal with the repercussions later. So, I applaud them because at least they just said, screw it. We're going for it.
Right.
And there will be no repercussions. And the NCAA had time to do what the Big Ten and Tony Petitti actually did in real time. You know what? We're not going to punish kids who are in high school for the transgressions that are going on right now. They're going to punish, and then if it does happen, they'll miss the postseason. It'll probably be like 27 and 28. Okay, these kids are in high school right now.
But let's say it does happen. I'm just saying, let's say it does happen. People are saying the postseason is, of course, not sanctioned by the NCAA, so then the actual playoff committee could still put them in.
Oh, who's over the playoff committee right now?
Is it still Ward? However, if the NCAA does ban you from the NCAA, they don't have the power, or do they have the power to ban you from the actual playoff?
No, I mean, I think the playoffs are the playoff committee. I don't know if that's the – I think – the NCAA, they work together with the NCAA, but this is one of those kind of a gray area. I think the playoff committee kind of struck their own TV deal.
Yeah, they have no say in if a banned team can make the playoffs.
So you won't play in the Big Ten championship game.
Which could affect you making the playoffs, but you also got to believe that the TV networks would be frothing at the mouth, and they wouldn't want Michigan to have a postseason ban.
No blue blood school will ever get that SMU type of ban where you can't play in the postseason. It's just, I'll believe it when I see it, Rieger. That's when I saw this, and there'll be a lot of people... It's not going to happen. Let's just put it like this. In the end, I don't think it's going to happen.
So what do you think? At all. Just recruiting violations, financial fines, Michigan will pay it, and then just Rieger, we go by the wayside.
Rieger, Central Michigan still has a football program.
What did they do?
Yeah, they got caught cheating big time on camera. I've talked to members of the actual staff.
With a guy having camera glasses.
Members of the actual staff who actually said, yes, that was him. We knew about it. Their coach came out, lied. Have no idea what happened. We're going to get to the bottom of this. We're still waiting to get to the bottom of this. They still have a program. I would have leveled that city. I would have turned Mount Pleasant into a parking lot by now. But no, if proof, there's him on camera with glasses, nothing's happened to Central Michigan. If nothing's happened to Central, why do I think anything's going to happen to Michigan?
Oh, and I hear you. I agree. Not to mention...
By the time something happens to Michigan, Donovan Edwards' son will be on the team.
It would be nice to know just the details and the proof they have against Connor Stallions. That's all I want to know. There's going to be the documentary on Netflix at the end of this month, which I'm sure he's going to be a company man and say, oh, this was all me. Coaches didn't know.
Like one of the co-producers of this thing. So, yeah, I don't expect. He'll be a tragic hero.
Is he going to advertise for his vacuum cleaner company?
He'll be misunderstood. There's rumors.
So you don't buy any of it?
No. I don't buy any of this. Once again, Central Michigan, nothing's happened. If nothing's happened to them, and no one cares about the Chippewas, not even Cookies, who's one of their top alums, because they don't have many.
Here's what I'll
say. Cookies and Dick Enberg.
Here's what I'll say. I do believe it, because this is a report saying that the NCAA is looking to do this, so I do believe that this would happen. But as a Michigan fan, we won the national title already. I don't care. Ban me.
I'm just curious.
I don't care.
Let's say, because the NCAA, of course, wants to prove a point. And you know, they've had a stick up their you-know-what from Michigan for a long time. Let's say this was true, and they could somehow ban Michigan from the college football playoff, which we're not quite 100% sure on. Was it worth it?
Yes, it was worth it.
Was it worth it?
Yes.
A national title, if it means you have to miss two expanded playoffs in a row?
We won the national title. I don't care if we missed two straight postseasons. Who cares? Never take my memories away. They're not taking wins away, according to this report. So who cares?
Nothing. Well, David, don't hold your breath.
But this report is saying it will happen. Yes. They're ready to fight it.
They're going to be fighting the wind. Nothing's going to happen.
No, but David is right. David is right. A source has said they're going potentially after a postseason ban.
They're ready, just like they were ready with the amicus briefs last year to make sure that Harbaugh coached. And in the end, they were like...
But that was actually something. They were actually fighting something. It wasn't they were prepared just in case. They were fighting something. A ban happened.
David, your coach. Yeah, in theory, something did happen. Nothing. I promise you. Because I just look at the Central Michigan, nothing's happened to them.
All right, 248-539-9797. Are you as confident as Rico Beard, my radio partner for the week? 248-539-9797. Here's the other thing. And David said he was happy they weren't vacating wins, where at least we're led to believe. Apparently the report might drop as soon as tomorrow. I would rather have the wins vacated than have a postseason ban. Simply because.
What does it matter? We won already.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep me away from it for 2 years. You can't take away the championship now.
I
want
to play in the college football playoff. Not to mention, if this college football playoff was prevented, you were prevented from playing, you got to believe recruits would leave. You got to believe it would screw Sharon Moore. It would be a disaster.
Which I'll say this. It's possible because I was reminded that James Madison was not allowed in because they said the NCAA has them ineligible.
It would be a disaster.
So if the NCAA has Michigan ineligible, they could say the same thing.
Right. Then, of course, the CFP committee might say, but could they put them in anyway? 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. Does this worry you at all, Michigan fans? And do you agree so much with David Hatchetman Hall that it's all worth it regardless? Who the hell cares? They won a national title. Who the hell cares? Who cares what they say? Who cares what Connor Stallion says in his little Netflix documentary? Doesn't matter. 97 won the ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.